Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Corn and soybeans quite strong today. Corn up 7 cents in December at $3.60. November beans up 30 cents at $9.93. This is the highest levels we've seen since the middle of last month, and now we are above the 50-day moving average, which will get your short traders to even cover more short positions, which could lead to even higher prices. We did hit $10. It went to $10.01 in January and $10.07 in March, so a lot of people will say that $10 is going to be heavy resistance, and we haven't hit that in November yet, but we've got close here at about $9.93. Wheat futures did close a steady to 4 cents higher. Kansas City July up 3 cents at 6.01. $6 level is really important to stay above that here. And then wheat in Chicago up 4.25, December at $5.26. It seemed like for the most part today that the wheat wanted to go lower, but every attempt was beat by the soybeans and corn futures being so strong throughout the day. Overall, it was really a good trade for the grain, mostly driven by the November options, which will expire tomorrow and mainly matter for the November soybean contract.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Export sales report this morning released that wheat was 229,000 metric tons, below the range of 350 to 500. And then corn was at the top end of the range at 1.03 million metric tons. We were looking for 800 to a million. And then beans really blew everybody out of the water and beat everybody's expectations at 2.166 million metric tons. The average guesses were 800,000 to a million, so double the high end of the range there. We've seen a couple of big exports to China this week, about 550,000 metric tons, and that was kind of the leader of the day here. Now tomorrow, along with the November option expirations, we'll also have the cattle on feed report, which will be somewhat indicative of the corn demand. On feed, 99.7% or 10.08 million head. Placed 101.9% of last year is estimated, or 2.026 million head, and then marketed 99.1% of last year, or 1.677 million head. Here late developing, we have some 168 trade going on in Kansas. They started out with 168 bid, then the offers hit it. So live cattle cash trades happening late in the week and at all-time highs.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle up 95 at 169.10, February up 122 at 168.85, November feeder cattle up 152 at 236.70, January up 170 at 230.97, December lean hogs down 102 at 88.72, February down 40 at 87.45. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat unchanged at 605 and a quarter, March up 1.5 at 607 and three quarters. December Chicago wheat up 4.5 at 526 and three quarters, December corn up 6 3/4 and 359 and three quarters, March up 6.5 at 373 and a half. November soybeans up 30.5 at 993 and a quarter, March up 30 1/4 at $10 even. December cotton up 36 at 6304, March down 4 at 61.88. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.